This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S., so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegiate Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
Continuing our discussion with Dr. Colin Ross of the Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. This hour, I hope to get to his research on MKUltra and the government's use of mind control, and I also want to talk about how we can heal from the trauma-based mind control that's so prevalent in our world today. And then we'll get to your phone calls towards the last portion of the show tonight. Dr. Ross wrote a book in 2006 called The CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists. He's also studied extensively the role of the CIA and military in mind control research and their use of it. And I'm sure MKUltra has a lot to do with that. That's, I think, the study and the program we hear about most. But where would you like to start with this vast topic of military and CIA mind control studies?
Explain how I got into this.
Okay, that'd be
great. So I did my psychiatry from 81 to 85. And then I was a medical school-based psychiatrist from 85 to 91. And then late 91, I moved to Dallas, where I've been ever since. And I've got a hospital-based trauma program. And I consult to one in Michigan and one in L.A. as well. And so when I arrived November 91, I knew absolutely nothing about CIA military mind control. Hadn't heard of it, hadn't read about it. And within a couple of months, patients started telling me, these are patients with multiple personalities, that when they were kids, not only were they abused by their dad or their uncle or their brother, but they were taken to either hospitals or military bases, and scientific experiments were done on them. So there was like EEG equipment, they were given different drugs, they were physically spun around, put in sensory deprivation, isolation, and the doctors who were doing all this were deliberately creating new personalities. So I thought, well, okay, well, that sounds a little fantastic. So I decided to look into it. And one of the patients actually gave me a copy of a couple of MKUltra documents. So I thought, oh, well, there's actually documents on this. And so I read there's a few books out at that point, nothing in the psychiatry literature. And I ended up going down to a CIA reading room in Arlington, Virginia, looking through all the MKUltra documents. And in the end, I purchased all of them, which is 15,000 pages at 10 cents a page back in the early 90s, so it was kind of expensive. And then I sifted through all of those, which had all been declassified in the mid-70s. And then I also went to the medical school library and got all these journals off the shelves going back into the 50s, and by hand went through all of them, finding articles by people that I knew from reading books and doing this document research who I knew were involved in mind control. So I'd look for their names as authors of papers, Or I'd look for a paper about LSD or a paper about brain electrodes, and then I'd cross-reference, and then I'd look at the references of this paper, and then I'd go to that paper. Ended up with a filing cabinet full of papers that would say funded by the Army, the Navy, the Office of Naval Research, U.S. Air Force Office of Scientific Research, or by one of the front organizations for MKUltra. And so this is how I, you know, built up all this information and sifted through it. And since I write books about multiple personalities, and I'm kind of tuned into that, I looked, going through all the documents, I looked for evidence that the CIA had been working on creating the Manchurian Candidate, which is an artificial multiple personality. And so that's basically how I got into this. And not knowing anything about it, and, you know, not being that huge, you know, James Bond fan or anything like that, I was relatively skeptical and thinking I wouldn't find much. But the more I looked into it, the bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger the pile of documents and proof became. So that's how I got into it. And I could just kind of launch into what I discovered, if you like.
Yeah, please do, because I'm sure that you were shocked at first, but as time went on, you were less and less surprised about how far it went.
Right, and so the declassified documents are obviously only the tip of the iceberg. But even in the tip of the iceberg, there's some pretty astounding stuff. So MKUltra was one of a set of CIA mind control programs that started in 1950 with Bluebird. And Bluebird was signed into operation by the director of the CIA in April of 1950, and the Korean War didn't start till June of 1950. So there's been this disinformation put out that the CIA only got into this in response to what the Communist Chinese were doing to our pilots during the Korean War. But these programs were already up and running before the Korean War even started. And so it starts with Bluebird, then it goes to Artichoke, which rolls over into MKUltra, which runs from 50s to 60s, which rolls over into MK Search, which runs to the early 70s. And in parallel with that, there's MK Delta, MK Naomi, a whole set of these different programs. And MKUltra was divided into 149 different sub-projects that were all either academia, or which would be most of them, or kind of chemical supply houses where they're just contracting to get certain chemicals. And about a third of the projects, the researcher was cleared at top secret, which would be psychiatrist, psychologist. And a chunk of the time, it was all funneled through a front organization. And the person who was receiving the money didn't even know it was CIA money. So a lot of the MKUltra projects are really not all that sinister. It's just kind of like regular academic research. And they were just looking into this and looking into that to see if, you know, anything came to light. Other ones like Project Often are actually a lot more scary and destructive and more difficult to comprehend from an ethics point of view.
What did they consist of?
These were cross-funded by the CIA, the military, the U.S. Public Health Service, and a lot of them were done in Fort Detrick at Edgewood Arsenal. And so when you look into the documents, you see lots of LSD research and experiments, but there's another drug called BZ, and it's basically a super LSD that puts you on a very, very heavy trip for 3 or 4 days before you come down. And there's people becoming psychotic, becoming suicidal. There's deaths from some of these experiments described in the publications. One of the craziest ones is, this is published in a journal that I've published in myself called the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease, about 40 years ago or so. So there's a psychiatrist called Robert Heath who's at Tulane, and there's still a Robert Heath Society that you can find. There's a website for it. So he's this honored, you know, psychiatrist, now deceased. And he contracted with the Army, Navy, Air Force, and CIA and did a whole bunch of different things. A lot of it involved putting electrodes into people's brains. So this is done under MKUltra and related programs. So you put an electrode into somebody's brain, and then he would put psilocybin, LSD, other hallucinogens into the person's brain and measure the electrical activity of the brain using these electrodes. Now, I'm only just in the mild part, not the severe part yet. So one of the papers that he published is Curing the Disease of Homosexuality, which was at that point still defined by definition as a mental disorder. So there's a 19-year-old gay guy comes in, and they're going to cure him of homosexuality. And I'll describe the cure when we come back.
I'm scared to hear it, Colin. Dr. Colin Ross is our guest. And, this is scary stuff. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, campingsurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near them. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So, Dr. Ross, if what you were describing in the last segment is not as bad as what we're about to get to, I'm a bit afraid. And what was the name of this program again that we were discussing?
It's partly under MKUltra and partly funded by other military programs.
Okay.
But it's published in a regular psychiatry journal. So here's the cure for homosexuality. This 19-year-old guy comes in. They put electrodes in his brain, including ones that are stimulating pleasure center in his brain. And with electrodes coming out of his skull, wires are going to a machine that can stimulate the electrodes electrically. Plus, they're able to read his EEG at the same time. So what they do is they have him watch heterosexual pornography while they're stimulating his brain to bring him close to orgasm to try and recondition him to be heterosexual. And at one point, they had the stimulator on a little gadget that was on his belt, so he could push the button and stimulate his brain himself. But they had to take it away because he pushed the button 1,500 times in 3 hours. And so after months and months of stimulating his brain while he's watching heterosexual pornography, at taxpayer expense, they brought a prostitute in, and they had the prostitute have sex with him while they were monitoring his brainwaves. And then afterwards, they debriefed both the guy and the prostitute, who said, yeah, he had an orgasm and seemed to be a normal heterosexual guy. And then they discharged him, and in 9 months of follow-up, he only had one relapse.
Why? Why would the government be interested in such a study?
Well, obviously they're not interested in curing homosexuality. They're interested in controlling people's behavior.
In fact, they made a gay bomb at some point. I'm not even joking. There's a declassified government document that shows that they developed a gay bomb, which was a bomb that they released or could release with various hormones that might make the soldiers have homosexual feelings.
Right.
So they're definitely not interested in that. They've done everything in the contrary.
Well, the more sinister part of it, so there's at UCLA, there was Louis Jolyon West, who was an MKUltra contractor, who had a contract involving brain electrodes at one point. There's Robert Heath at Tulane. There's Jose Delgado at Yale. And there's Frank Irvin, William Sweet, and colleagues at Harvard. These are all the brain electrode implant teams that are funded by CIA and military. So Jose Delgado, professor of neurosurgery at Yale, wrote a book published by a mainstream New York publisher called Physical Control of the Mind, subtitle Toward a Psycho-Civilized Society. And what he did in his experiments, which the Harvard people did as well, was put electrodes into people's brains and then control their behavior by stimulating the electrode with a remote transmitter. So this is in the medical literature described in great detail in the 70s. Just imagine how miniaturized and, you know, satellite controlled it's become since then. And you can see photographs of these people. A 16-year-old girl, for instance, she's either sort of staring off into space, pounding the wall furiously, strumming on her guitar, or looking perfectly normal, depending on which electrode he's activating with which button. And there's no therapeutic purpose to this whatsoever. And in his book, Delgado says, here's my plan for the evolution of the human race. What we need to do is put in electrodes in the brains of everybody, up even to the rank of general, and then we'll be able to control their behavior remotely. So if he could have gotten control, he would have done exactly literally that. So, I mean, these guys were not fooling around at all. They're really after mind control, seriously.
And are they still doing studies like this or practicing these sorts of methods today?
There's what's called deep brain stimulation. There's a little bit of it being done in psychiatry now for really severe obsessive compulsive depression, schizophrenia. But it's all sort of like clinical. It's not anything that's going on from a mind control perspective today is totally classified.
Right.
But we know that technology is still being studied in research because it's published in psychiatry journals.
Sure.
I personally think it's barbaric, but I mean, it does exist. There's no question about that.
To say the least, we've seen with this recent shooter that all the indicators show that he was complaining of voices in his head. This very well could have been related to one of these programs.
Well, everybody says he's obviously mentally ill because he's claiming to be a victim of extra low frequency microwave harassment.
gang stalking, essentially.
Right. But these weapons are declassified. You can easily find them on Wikipedia or by a simple, you know, Google search. And you can see photographs of electromagnetic weapons mounted on Marine vehicles and so on. U.S. News and World Report had an article a little over 10 years ago describing Sandia Labs as the contractor, the specific Air Force aircraft, the height of the aircraft, the specs of the weapon, how deeply it penetrates a person's skin, what the effects are. So these electromagnetic weapons absolutely for a fact exist, there's no question. And if we look at the history of MKUltra, there was LSD testing on unwitting civilians. There's about four or five sub-projects under MKUltra called Operation Midnight Climax, where the contractor hired prostitutes. The CIA built basically a kind of safe house bordello, and the actual address of this place is known. And then the prostitutes would go out to bars, pick up guys at bars, bring them back, have sex with them, dose them with LSD, all of which the CIA guys are watching through a one-way mirror, to see what the effects of LSD are on somebody who doesn't know they're getting a dose.
Talk about one heck of a trip.
Yeah, so, and this is just what's declassified and what's been admitted to.
And then, of course, we all heard about the Olson case.
Well, the Olson case ties in here. As soon as you get into this mind control stuff, you start tiptoeing over into all the general conspiracy theory about everything. So in MKUltra, there was LSD experiments. Louis Jolyon West was one of the contractors cleared at top secret, and he was at UCLA, but before that he was chairman of psychiatry at Oklahoma University, University of Oklahoma, and he's famous for killing an elephant at Oklahoma City Zoo with a dose of LSD. He's also part of a brain electrode project that was funded but then shut down by public protest at UCLA. And he was brought in to interview Jack Ruby after Ruby shot Oswald. He also was brought in to interview Timothy McVeigh, and he's documented top secret MKUltra Manchurian Candidate Program contractor. He published with, so, and he did LSD research. He published with William Birch in Houston, who did brain electrode research at a place called TRIMS, Texas Research Institute for Mental Sciences. Lead investigators at TRIMS published with Robert Heath, who did brain electrode and LSD research at Tulane. Heath published with a psychiatrist who personally knew Lee Harvey Oswald. So it's like the Kevin Bacon, you know, six steps removed. There's only a couple of steps that go, yeah. Louis Jolyon West, Jack Ruby, Lee Harvey Oswald, psychiatrist, and back to Jolyon West.
Then I'm sure we could skip ahead and look at Sirhan Sirhand and his connection to all these programs.
I'll tell you a couple of facts that tie into Frank Olson when we come back.
Yeah, I'm curious to learn more about the Frank Olson case. Stand by.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
V- That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
...800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us. I have a question or comment for Dr. Colin Ross. We'll get to that in a little bit. 800-313-9443. We do have lines open now. And Dr. Ross, we were talking about the Olson case, which is, I think, a fairly well-known example of somebody being dosed with LSD... unexpectedly, and you were going to connect it to some of these other cases. Why don't you pick it up with that?
So I'm just going to forget Jolly West for a second and jump to Frank Olson. So Frank Olson was involved in MK Naomi, and he either worked with the CIA or he was a CIA officer, one or the other, but he was stationed at Fort Detrick at Edgewood Arsenal, which was the Army Chemical Weapons Testing Center, where they tested LSD, BZ, and dozens and dozens and dozens of other compounds. He was directly involved in that. And the book to read about this is called A Terrible Mistake by H.P. Albarelli, A-L-B-A-R-E-L-L-I. Very thoroughly researched, very detailed book. And The sort of public story at first was that Frank Olson committed suicide by jumping out of a hotel window. And that was the end of the story. And it was that was in the early 50s. So 20 years later, reading the Rockefeller report on CIA mind control programs, his family recognized a little one-paragraph account as being their deceased husband's father. And so they got upset about that, and the net outcome of it is they got financially compensated and got an apology from the President of the United States and were invited to the White House, because the story expanded to what happened was Sidney Gottlieb, who's the head of MKUltra, under which Jolly West was a top-secret cleared contractor on LSD experiments, under MKUltra, LSD was given to unwitting civilians, and Sidney Gottlieb and a bunch of other CIA officers went to a retreat in Deep Creek, Maryland, and Frank Olson was there, and they gave him a dose of LSD hidden in Cointreau liqueur without Frank Olson knowing about it. And then the story is that as a result of this, Frank Olson became despondent, so they wanted some medical care for him. So instead of taking him to a psychiatrist, they took him to an immunologist who was an MKUltra contractor, a top-secret cleared guy. And he saw him a couple of times. And then Frank Olson was staying at the Statler Hotel and jumped out the 10th floor window to his death because he had had a bad reaction to LSD. That's the story. But Hank Albarelli documents very thoroughly that it looks like what happened is Frank Olson was getting ready to become a whistleblower, and so he had to be eliminated, and he was actually pushed out of the hotel window, and the LSD was just a cover story, one of the layers of the cover story, so to speak. And the guy who pushed him out of the window was a man named Pierre Lafitte. And Pierre Lafitte is a well-documented guy, you can Google search him, who was a gun runner, shadowy character, hitman, all kinds of different things. And he had a whole series of aliases. And I got to go back in the book and see what the first name is, but one of Pierre Lafitte's aliases had the last name of Heidel, H-I-D-E-L-L. And Pierre Lafitte worked at the Riley Coffee Company in New Orleans in the early 1960s. Another person who worked at the Riley Coffee Company in New Orleans in the early 1960s was Lee Harvey Oswald, whose alias was Alex Heidel. So what are the odds that the guy who killed Frank Olson, who was a CIA military LSD researcher, just by coincidence had an alias with the same last name as Lee Harvey Oswald and worked at the same company in New Orleans in the same time period, immediately prior to the Kennedy assassination? And then the psychiatrist who was brought in to examine the man who shot Lee Harvey Oswald was himself an MKUltra contractor. So
just a coincidence.
Yeah, it's just all a bunch of coincidences. Mm-hmm. And that's how this all starts to get pieced together. And it gets out into the broader history of the Kennedy assassinations, Martin Luther King, and off we go, on to 9/11. And
Kennedy, Sirhan, yeah, all that.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. Fascinating stuff. We could go on and on about this topic, but I'll have them refer to your book, your various books. The main book that covers this, though, is the CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrist, or?
Yeah, that's the main one. And I originally published it in 2000 under the title Bluebird, because the first mind control program was Bluebird. And then I thought, well, nobody's really going to know what that title's all about. So I just republished it with a new cover and a new title, but it's exactly the same book.
Okay, fascinating. Because we're limited on time here, I'm going to forego talking about that any further, although we really could do another show on the topic, and we've only scratched the surface. But I want to talk about for a moment, and before we get to the phone lines as well, I want to talk about, if I can speak here, treating the trauma. How do we deal with these things in a holistic fashion? Maybe that's not the right way of putting it, but how do we deal with these things? And specifically when people are damaged with psychotropic medications that have really made their brain chemistry all out of whack, How do these? What are your methods to deal with these things? Being that you've seen the trials and tribulations behind the drugs, and you know that they're not reliable. What are some means and solutions to heal from trauma and so on and so forth?
Well, so these are gigantic questions, and if I had all the answers, you know, I'd have 27 Nobel Prizes already. But the way things work, so I have a hospital-based trauma program. People are referred in by therapists from all over the place. They stay, on average, a little under 2 weeks, and they get a whole ton of work done there. They come in on lots of meds, and they leave on lots of meds. And even if I wanted to, there's no possibility of taking them off all those meds that fast. So people are just on meds, and you know they get adjusted a little here and there while they're at the hospital program. But basically what I see happening is none of these medications are specific for anything. They're not actually antidepressants or antipsychotics because they affect many different types of symptoms, you know, a little bit, not a lot. And what I think they do is people who've got tons of trauma, as I was describing earlier, they can either be numbed out and shut down, or they can be triggered and the lid is just completely blown off and they're flooded with flashbacks and feelings and terror and anxiety. And people often come in because, not because they're too numbed out and shut down, because they're too opened up and too flooded. And so a lot of the work then is trying to get kind of a balance, get the lid not, you know, nailed down forever, but back on enough that the person isn't flooded with anxiety, fear, terror, and can at least function. And the meds sort of kind of seem to help in a sort of non-specific general way with putting a blanket on top of some of the emotions. If you over-medicate, then you're just numbed out and you can't do any work because you can't get to your feelings.
So you're a proponent of some meds?
I'm not a proponent. I'm just saying that's the way the mental health system operates right now.
So that those are the people you're dealing with by default.
And what happens is, so in 2 weeks, you can't take people off six different psych meds. It's impossible. It's a very slow, gradual, long process. You can't just come off.
No matter how much you're against them, that's definitely the case, because you could have really knee-jerk reactions if you do.
Right. So what I see happening is when people... we're talking years of psychotherapy and hard work. When a person gets down the road in the recovery process, the meds just stop dropping off, start dropping off, dropping off, dropping off. And when a person like who formerly had multiple personalities and was all kinds of blank spells and other parts were coming out and doing things and they didn't even remember, all kinds of conflict inside, when that's all settled down and they're integrated back into one person, they aren't coming to mental hospitals. They aren't cutting on themselves. They're not abusing drugs and alcohol. And they're either on zero psych meds or maybe one, occasionally maybe two, in relatively small doses. So when you work through the process of recovery, part of that is coming off the meds. And you know, sometimes you want to come off. It's a balancing act. Sometimes you want to come off the meds so you can do the work. Sometimes you want to do the work so you can come off the meds, and you kind of sort of do both at once.
And if you're already off the meds, what is the work?
Well, I've got a whole series of books, you know, describing in great detail what the work is. But basically, it's a lot of it's got to do with self-blame for things that happened when you were a kid, which then becomes self-blame for things that happened when you're an adult, where you're unfairly criticizing, punishing, blaming yourself, beating yourself up, which then makes you feel lousy about yourself.
Sure, and that doesn't help. It only makes things worse. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I can describe a little bit more after the break.
Yeah, let's do that and take some final phone calls. Our final segment tonight with Dr. Colin Ross from the Colin Ross Institute coming up in just seconds.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our final segment tonight with Dr. Colin Ross, and it's gone by extremely fast. And we were touching on some of the things, and this is a vast topic, so we'll just give another soundbite or two about how you help people deal with the trauma that they face, both on a more extreme level, and then also, you know, there's people that need to deal with lesser traumas, the trauma of 9/11, perhaps, or the trauma of the Sandy Hook shootings. Right. If you're there, it was a more dramatic trauma, but we all suffer psychologically in various degrees from these traumas. And Dr. Ross, how do you deal with these as a whole and individually? And then we'll take some final phone calls here at 800-313-9443. If you can keep your questions direct and to the point for the sake of time, we will try to get on as many people as possible. Dr. Ross?
Okay, well, ultra quick. I deal with people who've got really extreme trauma, But in less extreme trauma, it's just kind of a scaled-down version of the same thing. So as I was mentioning, there's a lot of forgiving yourself for what was never your fault to start with, stopping the self-blame, the self-punishment, the self-hatred. There's really getting serious about saying no to your addictions, saying no to your self-destructive behaviors, just like any recovery from, say, alcohol or drugs. You got to make a really serious commitment to recovery. And then there's a whole lot of work on learning healthy coping strategies, better boundaries, not taking a whole bunch of abusive behavior from other people because you feel you're not worth it and that's just the way the world is and that's all you deserve. Developing more healthy relationships. And then we didn't even get to the physical health side of it. So that's a really quick sketch.
I see you talking about vitamin D and hormones. Are these important?
I personally take 5,000 units of vitamin D a day. And my goal is to have a blood level between 50 and 80, and closer to 80 micrograms per deciliter, which is a routine blood test you can easily order. So I'm pretty attuned, and I've read a single book on vitamin D that's over 1,100 pages long. So I'm pretty relatively well-informed. I've done some vitamin D research. I've got a paper at a journal under review now. There's an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency in the United States, which affects the people in my trauma programs, just like everybody else. And so a very simple thing that you can do for your health is get your blood level tested from your family physician and supplement with more than the typical dose that the average physician is going to recommend.
Because those numbers are skewed heavily. They're not enough. I got my test done, and I'll tell you what, if I didn't have insurance, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. It's really expensive.
The test?
I don't want to scare people away, but it was like $500+.
Yeah, that's just a ripoff. There's a good organization called Life Extension Foundation. And you can join that for a relatively reasonable membership, and you can order vitamin D testing through them for well under $100 for.
Interesting.
And just pay cash for it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out, and get out in the sun. I know that might not do the complete trick, and of course, if you go and use certain soaps and whatnot, it can diminish the amount of vitamin D you absorb, but 15 minutes a day is a good thing, and we've heard a lot about the seasonal disorders where they don't get enough sun, where people don't get enough sun and have depression. There are certain light bulbs that people can get, right? Do you recommend those?
Yeah, I don't know that literature thoroughly, but it's not just a single light bulb. It's kind of a unit that's emits light at certain frequencies that are the most helpful for seasonal affective disorder. There's evidence supporting that.
Interesting stuff. All right, well, I'm sure there's a lot more we can get to, and perhaps we'll have you back on in a couple months or so to talk about just a show dedicated to this topic.
Because
I think most of the people have heard of the government conspiracies and whatnot, and although it's very interesting and fascinating and shocking, I think it's better that we talk about solutions, I don't think they get enough a representation on the air. So it's something that I'd like to revisit with you in a few shows to come. We'll go to the phone lines. We have a few lines open now at 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Fred. Hey, Fred, how are you tonight?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. A very good show and very applicable to my case. I just wanted some suggestions from Dr. Ross, I believe it is. I got drafted in 68, went to Vietnam, saw too much action. I can't believe I got out of it. Out of a company of 125, around 50 didn't come back. And when I got off the plane back in the States, I never stopped running. I joined the fire department, got injured, been in pain since 87, been in bedridden from 2000 to 2012. Down to 130 pounds with pain, went through 5 back fusions, went through about 23 or 4 medications all at one time, And in 2000, I had a nervous breakdown with all this pain. I couldn't handle it. And what surfaced was all this stuff in Vietnam. And my reasoning was is that I used denial to get me through Vietnam and all the action I saw, which was way too much. I lost a lot of friends. And it all just came up during this pain. And what's your suggestion is where I should go from here? I tried to get some help from the VA, but I couldn't make their appointments because I'm still a lot of pain.
Sure, and I'm sure the VA might not be too helpful. I don't want to assume that, but that might be the case. We're running low on time, Fred, so I want to give him a chance to respond to your situation. Any insights you have for him, Dr. Ross?
Well, nothing that's going to be fantastic life changer for you. Thank you for your service, and I'm sorry for what you've gone through all these years. Do you have any, can you get to a therapist, and can you afford to pay for therapy yourself?
Well, I could definitely try. You know, it's scary. It's really scary.
What kind of physical pain is it? Back pain?
Yeah, it's all the way down to the legs and migraine headache go with it. It's a pass out pain. The only time I get, any relief is the first 10 seconds when I open my eyes. I'm without pain, but then it goes up to about 8 or 9, and then.
Well, let me tell you what I do for pain. It's Egoscue, which is the guy's last name, Pete Egoscue. E-G-O-S-C-U-E. E-G is like ego skew. E-G-O. S-C-U-E, and you can search it online. It's based in San Diego. He's an ex-Marine. And it's basically posture adjustment exercises that you do. It's not a heavy workout kind of thing. It's more sort of like yoga poses and stretches and so on.
Great.
And it's phenomenally helpful for pain, and it's including serious pain. So not a drug approach at all. I'll check those guys out.
Yeah, also juicing is really good, too.
Juicing's good.
I've gotten off all those medications except two, but I'd like to get over this. You know, I'd like to get this off my shoulders.
For the therapy side of things, probably the most accessible kind of therapy that's the most practical, has the best evidence, is a thing called EMDR. And their website is EMDRIA.org. It stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it's a comprehensive therapy model that has some specific techniques in it. And you can find practitioners all around the country.
Okay, well, look, I want to thank both of you and Bob for having this guest on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. All the best to you, man. Dr. Ross, you've been awesome. We'll definitely have to do this again. I want to plug your website one last time and urge people to get in touch with you and get your books. RossInst.com. That's RossInst.com. It's Dr. Colin Ross from the Colin Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
All right, take care. Folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. We got a great show lined up for you. You're not going to want to miss it. Until then, take care. Love you guys.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.